Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Adaf, where I'm Sochin Daf Pidalit. The Mishnah in Amud Aleph speaks about the issue of a shoiver esa'etzem pesach, breaking the bones of Pesach. There's a special day and you're not allowed to break the bone of Pesach, but only Pesach tar, not a Pesach which is tame. What's the idea that you're not allowed to break a bone in Pesach? Why can't you break a bone? So, the Oymek Adavar is really written in the Chazal Sefer, in Agadah Shel Pesach, but we'll start with a little preview of what the Chazal Sefer means. What's the idea of etzem? Etzem is a bone. In Lashon HaKodesh, the same word that you use for bone, you use also for mean when a person's self. Atzmi upsori ato. You are myself. Etzem atzoma. Etzem means the thing itself. And atzomois is bones as well. Similarly, we say that in Aramaic. Garmi is the bones, and Garmoi means himself, the person himself. Huve Garmoi Chad, he and himself. So the word etzem means the thing itself, and it also means its bones. Why this word is used for both? But the idea is that what's left in the Adam himself is the bones. When a mace goes and is buried in the ground, everything decomposes. But what's left is his bones. The skeleton. The skeleton are the leftover, what's left from an Adam at the end of the day. It's brought down in Chazal and before in the Arizal, the idea that the only thing that the Tchias HaMeisim can be is only when there's something left in the bones. What's called in Aramaic, Havlo de Garmi. There's a little nefesh, and the nefesh stays in the bones. The Adam, in order to revive a human being, he needs to have something left. If everything is gone, he will not be able to have Tchias HaMeisim. What's left physically is the bones, and the bones carry on them that nefesh, which is called Havlo de Garmi, the hevel of the bones. The bones is the etzim. That stays. Everything else decomposes, everything else is temporary, it's in this world, it goes away, it comes back, but the etzim stays. That's why the etzim means myself. Says the Chasam Sofer, that when we talk about Korban Pesach, which is the Korban of the Geula, we're coming to Geula. So Hashem is telling us, you should know, that even though things will go bad, and Am Yisrael will, so to speak, die and decompose, always the bones will stay. The bones will remain, the Havla, the Gami, that Ruach will stay, and there will be a Tchiyah from there. But there's a condition. There needs to be Davke, Kosher, not Apostle. Only a person who connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu somewhat has brought down Mitzias Mitzrayim, the Am Yisrael need to have Emunah. You have to have some connection to Hashem, a little bit left. And with that, you can have the bones intact. But if it's possible, if there's no Shaykhis, then there's no Indian to have the bones intact. That's the idea that the bones of Korban Pesach cannot be broken. You can't break it because when we're doing Geula, we want to say that the bones always remain. That's the promise to us from Hashem. We should know there's always something left, that from there could come a full Tchias HaMeisim, a new life to us, b'meheir b'yameinu, amen. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.